JSE-listed workplace solutions company Adcorp Holdings released their annual results today for the year ended February 2019. The company reported a 34% increase in EBITDA to 518 million rand. Earnings per share rose to 240 cents a share from a loss of 517 cents per share in the prior period. The company says it's on track with fulfilling its strategic imperatives. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Innocent Dutiro. He's the CEO at Adcorp. Thanks very much for joining us, Innocent. So you've turned your numbers around into the positive with your earnings up. Just tell us about the strategy that you set for yourselves and how much this has played a role in the latest outcome.
Thank you and good evening to your listeners. I took over this role about 19 months ago, and I walked into a business that had been a successful acquiring company in the human capital space in South Africa, but had hit upon hard times. So when we looked at the business, we saw three things that we needed to do. The first one was to fix a number of businesses that were broken, and then stabilize the business in its entirety, and then start focusing on growth. Over the 18-month period, we've now reached to a point where the businesses are now stable, and what you've seen in our results is us creating a platform from where we hope to grow and grow in a number of areas. So traditionally, our business has been focused on identifying and sourcing talent on behalf of our clients,
yes,
either on a temporary basis, contract basis, or on a permanent basis. But we interact with probably up to about 500 clients that we work with between Australia and South Africa. And we understand the talent space. And we see an opportunity for ourselves to expand beyond just the recruitment or contract space. We already have a business that is actually that has not been doing well, but represents an opportunity for us to start making an impact on the skills shortage, particularly in the South African market. Yeah, go on.
I just wanted to ask you, one of the things in your strategy is to target cost savings of about 200 million rand. That was something you set about 18 months ago as a company. How have you been cutting costs and have you met those targets?
So, as part of our fix that I mentioned, we obviously saw a cost base that was too high and did not match our business. And that came out of a lot of processes that were duplicated. Our business has grown through acquisition, but not sufficient attention was paid to actually realizing the synergies between the different acquisition targets. So what we did, we started integrating our back office processes and rationalizing those processes and reducing costs. So we've actually delivered the 200 million rand target that we set ourselves, and we see probably another 100 million rand coming out over the next 18 to 24 months. As we take on more technology into our businesses to support our back office processes.
Understood.
And continue to grow on a top line basis.
Innocent, in the South African market, how have you been impacted by case law, you know, that was publicized, well publicized last year, which basically says that people can't be temporary workers for a given length of time? How has that impacted your business, if at all?
So first of all, I think there is general confusion in the market as to what the Constitutional Court said. The Constitutional Court said that after 3 months, if you've been assigned as a temporary employee, after 3 months, the client or our client is deemed to be the employer for the purposes of the Labor Relations Act.
Yes.
And the last bit of that judgment, which says, for the purposes of the Labor Relations Act, is actually quite important because it says, it does not say you move to become a permanent employee of the client. It means that should there be any labor dispute, the client is then liable. So our contracts are not impacted by that ruling. We still continue to payroll the individuals, provide them with conditions of employment and employee benefits. We still have our contract with our clients, but should they be unfair dismissal and any other labor-related issues, then our client is deemed to be liable.
Right.
So there's been some impact, but not as much as the public perceives. Some clients have decided to take on their temporary employees as permanent. Some have moved them permanently to ourselves, where we are now running processes on behalf of our clients on an outsourced basis. So if you look at our revenue numbers, particularly in our industrial services, there's been a marginal drop. But some of that drop has actually been us moving away from unprofitable business.
Yes. Innocent, I don't think we caught you well earlier because of the line, but just tell us where your next expansion is going to be. Which sectors or industries are you looking at, both in South Africa and Australia?
So we're looking to reposition our training business and play a greater role in the skills development space in South Africa. We have quite a large training business in the IT space. We've got an artisan training business, and we think that artisans will be crucial for the development of our economy going forward. We're also going to grow our outsourcing business and branching off into consulting to support our clients as they look at the future of work and things like employer branding and talent management. 35% of our profits and revenues come out of our Australia businesses. We're currently reviewing our Australia strategy and looking to expand in that space. Our business is currently, by revenue, the seventh largest in the staffing industry in Australia.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to leave it there, Innocent. We've run out of time, but very nice talking to you. That was Innocent Dutiro. He's the CEO at AdCorp.